Dr. Shenouda, I have pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Janice Rogers. This goes to Deborah Adams-Wingate. On 10/4/23, Mrs. Rogers performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There's a minimal degree of airway obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, the airways obstruction resolved, leaving the patient with a minimal restrictive lung disorder. Period. New paragraph. Compared to a prior study dated 4/4/23, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph. Impression. Minimal restriction and minimal reversible airways obstruction showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Joyce Jordan. This goes to Connie Hinnant, H-I-N-N-A-N-T, FNP. On 10/4/23, Mrs. Jordan performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity is minimally impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Birch. This goes to Natasha Anderson, FNP. On 10/4/23, Mr. Birch performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate minimal degree of airways obstruction, more pronounced at lower lung volumes, with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/30/23, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression: minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Celeste Gosselin, G-O-S-S-E-L-I-N. This goes to Natasha Anderson, FNP. On 10/4/23, Mrs. Gosselin performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. With minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/11/23, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Henry Rabon, R-A-B-O-N. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 10/4/23, Mr. Rabon performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was no significant airways obstruction nor bronchial activity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/28/23, there's been no significant change. Period. No paragraph impression, minimal restriction, without airways obstruction, without bronchial activity, showing no progression. Next is the pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Linda Willis. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 10/4/23, Mrs. Willis performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and the severe degree there was obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/5/23, there's been no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study, period. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Thank you.